You're listening to Cross Currents from KELW News. I'm Hannah Baba. Unaccompanied youth are the fastest growing group of homeless students in our nation's schools. Among them are kids who run away from challenges at home or cross the border into the U.S. on their own to escape hardship in their native countries. Some, like Destiny Shabazz, fall through the cracks when their families are displaced. She is 17 now. She's not an adult. She's not in foster care, and she's not emancipated. But she is getting by, in some ways thriving, thanks to a lot of people at her school, McClyman's High. A handful of adults on this West Oakland campus are pretty much raising Destiny now, as KELW's Lee Romney reports.
Hey. Okay, I am Destiny Shabazz, and this place is the house that I live, the place where I rent. Yes.
I meet Destiny early in the morning to walk to school with her. She's got braces on her teeth, and she's wearing a pair of red sweats.
I've been here for almost like 9 months.
Destiny sleeps on a small airbed, but she can't show me her room.
My roommates like their privacy.
She doesn't spend much time here. Half a block down the street, Destiny points out the house she grew up in with her grandmother, who was her legal guardian.
Well, we lost the house really because my grandmother passed away. But before she passed away, we were struggling to pay the rent because it kept going up hundreds every month.
So then as soon as she died,
it was a wrap, yeah.
Her grandma got a rental subsidy through the program known as Section 8. That could have been passed down to Destiny's brother when their grandma died, but...
He was only 18 or 19. He couldn't afford it. He just got out of high school.
And where is he now?
He's homeless. He lives with different friends.
Destiny stayed in Pittsburgh for a while with an older brother and his family, but it didn't work out. She says it wasn't healthy for her there. Finding a place on her own was impossible. So Destiny reached out to a neighbor. She pays $300 a month.
My grandma always taught me you can't live somewhere for free. That's not real. People don't just let you stay places.
Being back in the neighborhood feels right, though. Destiny grew up with a ton of kids. They all call each other cousin now.
At the Boys and Girls Club over there, that Boys and Girls Club right there. I've been going there since I was like 6 or 7. That was all the greatest memories. Like, that's a lot of memories, a lot of field trips, everything.
Destiny's a senior this year, so she's got a lot on her mind.
So I'm excited to graduate, but I believe I just seen a post on Instagram today. Let me go to it, actually. When you're graduating, but you're scared to enter the real world because you cheated your way through all 4 years. That's like the story of me.
She got by with bad grades at Oakland Unified School District for a long time. But since she's been on her own, Destiny's turned it around.
I was working my ass off to get my grades to where they are now. Even though OUSD may not prepare us 100% like in our academics, but I feel like Oakland prepares us for the real world to know how to deal with anything and know how to persevere through anything. Yay! Yay! You ever come here? I know you got my email, right?
Outside McClyman's High, we bump into Devin McFadden.
Yes, I saw. I didn't fully read it, though. What happened?
I finished it.
Finished what?
East Bay.
College Fund?
Yes.
Yes. That's what I like to hear.
I was like a Jew.
Destiny follows McFadden straight to the College and Career Center, which he runs with help from a school district counselor. Destiny doesn't have a first period, so she comes here instead. It's one of her main hangouts. One of Destiny's best friends is here too, bragging on her.
Did you tell her that you won the speech competition? And
no.
That you're just like a top debater?
Mm-hmm. In the city of Oakland?
She's the number one debater. She won the championship.
In the Bay Area.
Mm-hmm. And she's hosting the March Madness debate stuff here next week on the 10th.
That's a big Bay Area Urban Debate League event. Destiny's in charge of recruiting McClyman's participants.
No, this week.
You
better be here.
Right before the bell rings, Destiny finally settles down and asks for some help.
Okay, so Devin, I still don't know what college I should be going to.
That's fine. You have to wait till you get your financial aid packages from them to make your decision.
Oh, this is Miss Alberta. Happy birthday, Miss Alberta.
Thank you.
This is Mr. Scott.
Destiny's recent spurt of hard work is paying off. By March, she'd already gotten into 20 schools. Most are historically black colleges, with a couple of backup state schools mixed in. Her financial aid is obviously really important.
Good morning.
Good morning.
There we go. Check it out. So just
the college and career specialists take over Destiny's AP English class today to help them fill out scholarship applications. Midway through, she calls one over.
Yeah, my financial aid package, I got to figure out something. Like,
have you seen them?
I don't get them yet because they want to know, like, how am I awarded a state? How am I independent?
Get your case manager.
She said she's working on a letter and also told Mr. McKinney and Mr. Scott to write a letter.
Okay.
I need to press both of them. But no, Mr. Scott told me I need to call each school.
Some students have to deal with parents breathing down their necks about college applications. Destiny has to motivate herself, but she has an army of adults helping to guide her through. Still, it's complicated.
And ask them, what do they want exactly?
Like, what does the letter
need
to say?
So he can know what to put.
In the hallway after class, we talk about it.
Because my situation is, like, it's sticky because I'm not emancipated, and I'm also not a ward of the state. I'm not in foster care, nothing. So technically, I'm, like, lost in the system. Parent or guardian, I don't have a parent or guardian. My parent or guardian is deceased, and after that, I never went to the court. So sometimes I used to be irritated with the, like, if I have field trips, just so they won't say that, I just sign my granny name. I just be like, whatever, they not even gonna notice.
Signing her dead grandmother's name was tough, Destiny says. But it turns out plenty of people at school did notice that she was struggling. Destiny talks a lot about her Oakland Unified case manager, Miss Stacy. She's more like a very involved aunt than a school bureaucrat. It was Miss Stacy who helped her start collecting a modest government check, a payment that had been going to the older brother Destiny wasn't even living with anymore. Miss Stacy's also helping Destiny to find a new dentist because she went to her old one recently.
They got stricter on their rules. I have to sign up as a new patient and they need my parent, all this other stuff. And
when I asked you guessed them, it, she couldn't do it on her own.
So I haven't got my teeth fixed in like 2 years because I haven't had a parent guardian.
But Destiny, she feels lucky.
In my eyes, I don't ever think of my situation being bad because I always think, like, there's people out there with way worse situations. And what if you didn't know what to do? What if you didn't have nothing to do? What if Miss Stacy wouldn't have helped me get my money? What would I have done? Like, I'd just be thinking, like, it could just be way worse.
Here at McClyman's, Destiny's really social and ambitious. She runs track. She's taking 3 college-level classes this semester. And she gets a stipend for her leadership roles with the debate team and the school's Youth and Family Center. She's also really resilient, considering 18 young people she knew have been killed. Last year, she says, just a week after a friend was shot to death.
2 of my friends got murdered the same day, Trayvon and Peekaboo. And that shook me. They like big brothers to me. Like, that was all within a week. And then their funerals was within a week, too. 3 funerals, 3 friends, all to gun violence, getting killed.
That level of trauma could have turned Destiny's heart against Oakland, but she loves her city. Her family's West Oakland roots date back to the 1940s, when the black community here thrived. Destiny's AP English teacher here at McClyman's went to school with her granny. The vice principal was her oldest brother's 5th grade teacher.
And then if you look on these walls, if I take you down these walls, my uncle pictures is all up because my uncle is like a major big alumni for the school.
The staff and administrators here, they root for her. Here's Vice Principal Cleveland McKinney.
She's a winner for our debate team. She's a great school leader. She's developing into an awesome young lady. She is indeed. She's one of our best, our brightest.
And McClyman's program manager, Brian McGee.
She's an awesome leader. She speaks her truth. She's an advocate for youth and students of Oakland. And I see her being in a political realm. Where when you say Barbara Lee, we say Destiny Shabazz. When we say Rosa Parks, we're going to say Destiny Shabazz. That's the level I see her rising to.
She's not quite there yet, though.
She's a diamond in the rough. I mean, she got some things. We all got some things we want to work on. And we're going to support her.
I love them, too. I love the support. It never stops. Well, maybe an Algebra 2 class, but then, you know, it comes back right after.
Algebra 2. That's one of those things she's got to work on. There was no permanent teacher for a chunk of the fall semester. Now it's Mr. Tivel. And Destiny, well, she finds him condescending. He gets under her skin. The day before I come to school with her, she cussed him out. She was worried about today's quiz. She apologized in an email.
I want to apologize for cursing out my teacher. I most definitely did it out of anger, and I want to humbly say...
He wrote her back.
Destiny, thank you for your note of apology. I appreciate that it may not have been easy to write.
He encouraged her. He told her not to stress.
As for today's quiz, don't sweat it too hard. There will be more opportunities to demonstrate what you know after you've learned more.
But in class, it's like Destiny can't stop herself from messing with him.
Please show me that you have a pencil and you're ready to take the quiz. Pencils, 10, 9, 8, 7.
She finishes early and chit-chats.
Guys, yeah, a couple more minutes because folks are still working. You had a client to work. I'm hoping they'd get it too. Okay?
Then she takes out her iPad. That's against the rules. So he calls in Mr. Blackwell, the restorative practices coordinator.
Come on, let's just go ahead and take them off. Now I'm finna give you some options. But you know what the options gonna be.
Before she leaves, Destiny throws her quiz in the trash.
Yeah, I probably aced it. It's his rule.
No, that's a school rule. You gave me on electronics.
No, that's like a Chromebook. I use that to do my work in every class I'm doing well.
That's not part of the rules.
Mr. Blackwell takes her into the hall. He knows the students really well. That's his job. When there's trouble, he tries to bring the feuding sides together to help them work it out.
That's not part of the handbook. That's not one of our electronics, and you do not have permission to use it, even if it was ours.
Well, I told him to fail me.
You don't have to choose that, though, Destiny. You could have done a whole bunch of other stuff outside of doing that. You could have asked to be removed to come and holler at us. You could have done a whole bunch of other stuff other than combat him right there. And if you have some other situation, we could talk to him later on.
Destiny needs this class to graduate. She's putting herself at risk of being kicked out for good. After they talk for a bit, Mr. Blackwell suggests a restorative justice sit-down with Mr. Tivel.
So let me know when you're ready. Like,
I'm ready. Whenever.
For a meeting like this, a student would usually bring a parent or some other adult advocate.
All right, now who we call?
Oh, I don't know.
Is it a buddy? Is it Ed? Is it some, you know?
Ed, is little... do not get called.
That's the older brother Destiny lived with briefly.
Okay. I mean, just tell me who you want to be right there.
I'm grown.
Now you're young, Nat. Well, listen.
I can be at a table by myself.
You can be, right? That's your, you know, if that's your choice, I'm not taking that away from you.
Eventually, Mr. Blackwell persuades Destiny to seek adult backup.
My uncle could come.
Okay.
Oh, what's up, Blackwell?
Let's do that.
Yeah, Miss Stacy too.
Hello, everyone.
Hi.
And I happily was on my tablet, and he happily told me to get off my tablet or he was going to get somebody to take it.
Destiny's in a good mood when she shows up at the McClyman's Youth and Family Center in the afternoon. She spends a huge chunk of her life at this center. It's staffed by a nonprofit called Alternatives in Action, and they show her a different kind of love. She's honest about what happened in math class.
And I threw the test in the trash.
Why would you do that?
Because he know that I was already done with my test. I don't know. I can't give no good reason on why I did anything in that class.
This is Karishi Wigginton, the community programs manager.
You block your own blessings or you sabotage yourself, right? At 17, I need that not to continue to be the story. This is bigger than this moment and it's bigger than Blackwell. Like, in a second, you're not going to have us. And you're not going to have, the world is not nice to adults like that. You're not allowed to just mess up and mess up and mess up, right? Mm-hmm. And so this last little grace period that you have, you better start implementing some of these things.
What?
We just had a conversation last night.
All the students call her Miss K, and she buys Destiny dinner just about every night. They were here at the center until midnight last night, working side by side. She knows Miss K loves her.
Honestly, like, it would be fake for it to be all this positive, you know, like,
oh my gosh, she's such a wonderful student. She's such a wonderful student. She doesn't do, when everybody know that I have two sides, you know, like I'm still a teenager. You know, I have went through things that made me act certain ways, you know, argumentative, all of that. That's why I'm starting to do debate. But I'm still growing, you know. It would be so fake if I didn't get this youth center piece, me getting smashed on and me getting loved. But they love me too, you know, hard love, tough love.
And thanks in part to them, Destiny has big dreams.
Oh, yes, I do plan to come back to Oakland in 2022, and I'm going to be the mayor. Yeah, my plans are to change Oakland financially, socially, and the equability. Like, gentrification, I'm going to create another form of gentrification when I come back. Because I want Oakland to be like a Black Wall Street. I want it to be Black schools, Black businesses, Black courts, Black teachers. I don't want to stop the diversity in the Bay Area or stop the diversity in Oakland. I don't think you can stop the diversity. That's not possible because that's how it is. But I know that Oakland is changing from old Oakland to new Oakland, and new Oakland, the new plan for new Oakland has nothing to do with Black people.
After debate, Destiny heads outside for track practice.
All right. Oh, yeah, they doing track over there. Oh, my God, he opened up the pits. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. I am juiced right now.
I check back in with Destiny at the end of the semester. It turns out she's chosen Cal State Sacramento. She got 4 scholarships, and they'll cover all but $2,000 of her tuition and living expenses. Destiny says she feels great, that she always knew she'd meet her goal. And she's in good company. Here at McClimmon's High, it turns out, 60 of the 62 graduating seniors are going to college. That's a huge accomplishment for the students, and a testament to the work of the grown-ups here, too, inside the classroom and out. For Cross Currents, I'm Lee Romney in Oakland.